Okay, there's a lot to unpack with what I just experienced.
So, you know, it's Motown month, right?
I didn't even have time to smoke a bowl.
I do love how anybody who says Illinois, that's my favorite, when they pronounce the S.
I'm a fan of the S, yeah, the Illinois.
The Illinois. So, you know, we're coming to the end. It's kind of starting to forget, like, what songs did I, you know, play already, and I'm trying to find a new one. So I just type in Motown.
Oh, yeah.
And it came up with Motown's newest and latest hit.
I thought maybe it was a rapper called Motown.
Oh, then.
And maybe you got the wrong, you got like a typo search going on here. You kind of slipped, you inserted a space by accident. You know, you got the Motowns.
The Mo apostrophe, like it's more towns.
Dude, Motowns would be a great hip hop name. Where's the Motowns at out there?
I'm sure there's a guy that's done it. Probably pretty hacky.
Yeah, you're
that's
right.
It's kind of a hacky name.
It's such it's a very white guy perspective on a hip hop.
Maybe Lil Motowns.
Oh, maybe. Mm.
They're all putting the Lil in there. You get the Lil Mo.
Yeah. Trying a little too hard.
Lil Mo would be a good one, actually. Lil Mo.
I think there is a Lil Mo.
Give me Lil Mo. Okay, all right, well.
Give me a Lil Mo. So good.
And the English language is beautiful.
They should just pay you to come up with rap names.
Okay, so continue on your pathway, your little journey of discovery here with this Motown new release.
Well, I didn't know Motown was still a record label.
I didn't either, actually. I thought this is like something from the past, man.
That's what I thought, but apparently Motown is a label, and this is their newest guy. And that was his hit song that made him blow up after he joined the Motown label. That, for those who don't know, was obviously Duke Deuce.
Oh, yeah!
His hit song, Crunk Ain't Dead.
Wow, that's crazy. We had some fantastic tacos last night. This morning, I dropped myself a Duke Deuce, if you will. Hey-o!
But not a bad song. I'll give it to him. I thought I'd hate it more, you know.
It was interesting. It was, you know, it had a lot of dramatic additions in the sound effect category there, which I found fun.
Yeah. I liked it.
Yeah,
Deuce. Give a shout out to Illinois. So, you know, I like it.
Sounds like he's a local brethren there, a countryman, if you will, in the Illinois, Chicagoland. Is he a Chicago rapper, maybe? Did you even
know? No, I was looking. Oh, I looked him up, dude, because I had to. First of all, dude, we're old. These gangsters were born in 92.
Oh, that's actually, I thought he was going to be like a 2002, so I don't feel that old. All right.
Okay, I guess. Yeah, he's 31. He's from Memphis.
All right, nice. Memphis fella.
And he's with the label Motown. I didn't know they were still doing it.
I get the feeling maybe Motown was purchased by another group of people, and now it's a new version of the Motown. Are they making soul music? Is there R&B classics being pumped out of this thing anymore? I doubt
Dude,
it.
I'm on the website, Motown Records, and it's like all the new artists. You got Bankroll Freddy.
Excellent.
Brandy is with Motown Records.
Brandy's still rocking. Okay.
Yeah.
I liked the Brandy. She had her own kind of girl next door babe thing going on.
Oh, she was really hot. She still is. Still
yeah,
beautiful.
Man. All right.
You got HD for president, like four, number four.
I assumed immediately it was the number four.
Like, no need to specify.
No, I knew it right off the bat. We're getting a number there. I thought there was maybe more than one number in that name somewhere.
Yeah, like the president should be three, two, three.
There's a three, you know? And a one, I believe, somewhere in that name, and maybe an upside down apostrophe.
And a dollar sign? Come on. Dude, man needs to teach these guys how to make a name. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, we're my Mace fans out there. Remember Mace? He had the dollar sign Mace. For the S. Yeah.
Oh, who doesn't? Dude, I would have a name with a dollar or with an S just to use the dollar sign. You know? Oh, Lil Baby's with Motown.
There you go. We got a Lil.
Migos.
Oh, the Migos?
Yeah. They're... Lil Yachty.
Wow, Lil Yachty. I think some of these guys are dead now.
Neo. Yeah, I never heard of any of these
I'm
guys.
Certain Lil Yachty is dead, and I'm pretty sure one of the Migos also died in a shooting like a year ago.
Live by the gun, die by the gun.
Wow, you just, Mike, you are such a thug master. That's incredible. I didn't expect this kind of hood out of you, man. Showing your true colors. All right.
Whoa, there's like this white guy, Ted Wen? No way.
Is he Asian? Wen? Like W-E-N?
No, it's a white guy.
How have we not had like no legit white, or I'm sorry, no legit Asian rapper to hit the scene? Like no Asian Eminem?
Oh, no, they've had some Asians.
I don't know. Not on the level of Eminem, though.
Yeah, because I can't think of anybody's name.
That's right.
Yeah, good call. No Asians? Yeah.
No Asians, man. Oh, wow. Okay, very enlightening.
It's hard to be Asian. Yeah.
So that's the new Motown. All right. I'm glad we've gone down this route. I had no idea that that's kind of what they're doing. But at least they're changing with the times. It's important to stay fresh, man.
Yeah, I'm glad they're doing it, you know.
Yeah, well...
I just wish they would do more, like, you know, I don't know.
Soul music.
I think they could do better is all I'm saying. You know, take that for what you want, but I think they could do a lot better.
I'm waiting for the Lizzo soul album to come out where she wears a fancy gown and sings.
You better not make fun of my obese brethren.
That's right. Where my big girls at?
Where my big girls?
Yeah. Well, you know, it's tough out there for the women. Especially the minority women out there. And there's a well-known lady, Candace Owens, who's now jobless, man. She got fired from the Daily Wire. Did you see that?
No way. Are you serious?
Candace Owens was fired from the Daily Wire.
Dude, I'm telling you, with this shoulder and work, I worked so many hours this week. I have been so out of the loop.
I take my notes just to fill you in on the recent hot action happening in the interwebs, man. Yeah, Candace Owens did some segment. She had on a guy. I believe he was a fellow who maybe is more on Team Shapiro, if you know what I'm saying. And she was grilling him, I think. If I know this story correctly, she was insinuating anti-Semitic ideas. And I think she had finally crossed a line or two on one or two or three episodes and various interviews, and Daily Wire had had enough, and I saw they announced it the other day. Horowitz, is he the other guy?
Oh,
yeah, I think he owns it with...
Boring.
Yeah, Jeremy Boring, that's it. Yeah, so Boring, I saw he had announced it, and I didn't see any kind of announcement or anything from Ben Shapiro, but...
Oh, she released a statement, I guess, on X, saying, the rumors are true, I am finally free.
Wow.
Okay, this is from CNN.
All right.
But since the October 7th Hamas terror attack on Israel, Owens has repeatedly waded into anti-Semitic waters.
There it is.
As she fiercely criticized Israel, suggesting the Jewish government was committing genocide in Gaza and claiming there's a sinister small ring of Jewish people in Hollywood and D.C. involved in something quite sinister.
Well, they didn't really report on it, but the line crossing allegedly was when she would not stop asking Ben Shapiro about the secret tunnels in New York City. There in Brooklyn.
What's with the mattress, man?
One piece of info on the soiled mattress that we found in the tunnels you guys mysteriously dug under Brooklyn, please.
I mean, I'm going to play a game that Ben Shapiro loves to play. But, Frank, you're going to, in post, you're going to have to speed this up to 1.5 times speed so it sounds
okay.
Like him.
Okay? All right, you got it.
But, Ben Shapiro, let's play a game. Imagine that the roles were reversed, okay? Imagine it was a Christian church and they found a tunnel under it and nobody wanted to talk about it.
Yes, man.
Right? If this was a church, you know, if this was, you know, St. Eugene that had the tunnel under it, you'd be asking questions, my friend.
Yeah, man. And it's funny that you have your compadres over there, like Matt Walsh, who are willing to do massive exposés and deep dives on the transgender culture, raping
the motherfucker
America.
Went to Africa to ask a tribe about what they thought about the U.S. policy on transgenders,
oh
dude.
My God.
You don't want to, you have no curiosity for the tunnel in New York?
Not even slightly interested? Well, come on.
Like, you're never sitting there combing your gay little beard that you think makes you look like a man? Just wondering, like, maybe...
Now,
maybe there's something sinister.
I mean, now, honestly, Daily Wire, you're exposed, right? Because you're not some alternative news medium out there where you're reporting on all these other events occurring. You are censoring what you are putting out there. You're no different from legacy media, Daily Wire.
No, you are Fox News.
Yes, you are Fox News.
Dude, you're Newsmax.
Yes.
Dude, the problem is, I said it, I literally have said it on this podcast a long time ago. Once I started seeing the same commercials as Fox News, that's it.
Yes,
you are
man.
All paid for by the advertisers.
Yeah, so I don't think this has really much to do with Ben Shapiro and Jeremy Boring specifically. I'm sure the major elitist investors and those who lord
the advertisers,
the people who lord over those two, were the ones who said, "We've had enough with Candace. It's time to cut our ways." And so
yes.
that's basically what happened here. And again, no different than Fox News and Newsmax. You're right on the money, man. So you've discredited yourself fully now, because originally what I think gave Daily Wire a little bit of credibility was, wow, okay, they found this YouTuber, Candace Owens, and brought her on. All right, interesting. Didn't see it coming, really. And that gives them a little bit of... new or some variety, right? Maybe
variety,
you know, it and a little
that was what made you guys palatable, was the fact that you had somebody who, you had one person at least that was questioning the Jewish narrative,
right?
You know what I mean?
But now, no
and
longer,
you know what? She actually was the I hate to give her credit because I do like her, but not that much. But some of the things she says is kind of crazy, but she was one of the ones that was talking shit about the vaccine and stuff,
yes. I think it's nice to have all opinions, regardless of what
yes.
you agree with.
Yes. But no, someone at Daily Wire looked at the numbers and thought they'd be better off without her. And, all right, fine. But now you're Fox News. You're just part of the bipolar system. You know what I mean?
Well,
still, you were kind of the person in the middle. Now you're not.
Well,
you
also,
know?
You guys are no different than Hollywood now.
Yeah, you're just extreme left. Or you're extreme right.
Yeah,
you're
paid
left.
For and bought by the same groups at the top,
same
man.
People. Who so. Want us divided. They want us arguing.
Yes,
you know.
It's wild stuff. So I think Candace is going to be on Locals. She's working on something, I think, with Dave Rubin, which is pretty cool.
Yeah, she'll find her way.
Man, there's platforms out there for people who are...
she's not a Don Lemon. You know what I mean?
Like, definitely not. Who's still milking the Elon cow.
I know.
He's, like, still putting out new episodes about it. Like, Don, let it go.
You're done.
Well, he peaked. That was it. That was the most we'll ever get out of Don Lemon.
Yeah.
And he should just
like
walk
a straight
away.
Female, gay men also peak in their 20s.
Oh, my God. Yes, dude.
I'm just kidding, women. I don't think you peek, but he said it, not me.
All right, so Candace is out, but she'll be back in. But out at the Daily Wire, and again, I think it just exposes...
with, like, Tucker Carlson.
Yeah, it's what
know?
It's become, man, the Daily Wire and these mainstream media places. People just don't trust the news that they're giving us anymore because it's so clearly bullshit. Dude, this bloodbath thing that unfolded over the last week and a half was... I think it was the most obvious ploy and lie, and even people who are on the Joe Scarborough side were like, you guys really pushed it with this one. All right?
This is desperate.
Like, this
it was
is
desperate.
Very, yes,
it came
it
off
pathetic.
As desperate.
Yes,
you know
dude.
What I mean?
And did you notice it got buried? That was it. No more bloodbath. They realized. Yeah, they realized really quick.
It went with ketchup on the wall.
Just nobody seems to be believing the narrative anymore. Maybe no one's paying attention. I've been reading a lot how, because of the Genocide Joe kind of view and the fact that, realistically, the economy is in the shitter, and people's lives are a lot worse than they were 4 years ago, people are just sitting this election out for the Democrats.
No, dude, did you see that new clip?
Give it to me. Enlighten me, baby. Oh, I have not seen the new clip, man.
It's, are you better than 4 years ago? Flash to Donald Trump.
Ooh.
Where he says, it's really good with the anti-infective. Is there a clip where they claim he was saying inject bleach? But
of
it's
course.
Like they clipped like 3 seconds of it, right?
That's right.
And then it flashes to empty shelves. Shut down schools.
Did they not realize like, people blame the Democrats for the empty shelves and for the shutdown schools
oh,
and the mess?
The whole time I was watching it, it was like, you think this is a Trump for you think this is against Trump? You all did that in Democratic states.
In fact, most voters, I think, see that time now as the ploy by those on the left to remove him from office.
It was your only option. With the mail, dude, did you see what happened in Chicago?
Oh,
even
I
our
did
dad
not.
Came in hot today about this.
Really? Wow. Let's hear about it, man.
This is a great red pill right now. Illinois is swallowing a big red pill right now. They had an election. They had the primary last week, right?
Oh yeah.
And on the ballot for Chicago citizens was a new AG, Attorney General.
Okay.
There was a white guy who was very tough on crime. Like, he's really big on getting hard on crime, right?
Sure.
I'm trying to find out the chick. Though,
like a younger, modern era Midwestern Rudy Giuliani.
Yeah.
Okay.
And maybe he wasn't a white guy. I don't know. I don't remember it. I didn't see, so I was reading in the paper. It was hard to, I didn't know. But, so yeah, you had Eileen Burke and Clayton Harris.
It's hard with the newspaper because everything's in black and white. It's hard to tell.
This guy's a genius. The whole point is, there was a chick against a dude. The dude was all about, like, we need to be harder on crime.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
the problem. You need to invest in the police force. You need to get the city safe for businesses to move in. You know what I mean? It was like, he was pretty much saying, like, it all starts with the crime. And the chick was obviously, you know, I'm running on a feeling. I'm
yes.
a Democrat.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I got a feeling. These kids are good kids. And anyways, everybody goes to sleep. The guy won. He won by 4,000 votes.
Wow.
Right?
Okay.
Turns out over the weekend, they found 10,000 votes.
What?
Excuse me?
Dude, come on.
They found
come on
10,000 mail-in
that's what
votes
happened. That's
in
how,
ballot boxes.
That's how Joe Biden won in 2020.
No, dude, come on. Come on, man.
And so you're
it's
saying,
so insane.
So now the woman has won.
We don't know yet. They're counting. But they, come on, who do you think's going to win?
How do you just find ballots?
You just found 10,000? He was up by 4,000, and they just happened to find 10,000.
Which will be...
So I guarantee you it's going to be like, you know, 6-4 the other way, or 7-3 the other way.
All,
come on.
All
man.
Hilarity about Dinesh D'Souza aside, some of the meat behind what he had to present was the fact that when they boarded up the windows and turned off the cameras when Trump was winning on election night of 2020, they also found, quote-unquote, boxes of ballots totaling between 1,000 and 10,000, and when they counted the found ballots, they were 100% for Joe Biden. That's not even statistically possible, man.
Those are Putin levels. You
yes.
all keep talking about the election
yes.
Putin just won. What about the one that Joe Biden won? See, a lot of similarities.
Dude,
we're
going to shut off the cameras, block the windows, turn off the lights, kick out the Republicans from the room, and then we're going to magically find 10,000 ballots that are 100% for our guy.
And then we're going to impeach a guy because he said he wants his friends to find 10,000 votes. All he did was make a phone call. hold on, man. I can't believe it. I don't mean to jump into this.
No, please do. Jump around.
Did you see what happened with that whole fucking Letitia James?
Okay.
And the $400 million?
Please, and we're getting into the asset collection and the fact that they basically want to own, they want to take this guy's homes, home.
So the whole premise of the case is that he over-evaluated his properties, right? That's the whole premise of the case.
That's right.
Frank, you took out a loan on your property. You said it was worth $200 million. We think it's only worth $18 million.
That's right.
We're talking about Milargo.
Oh, yeah.
Fine. They win the case. Now they want him to give them the $400 million. They're saying he's going to have to sell his Mar-a-Lago estate. It's worth hundreds of millions of dollars.
I know.
You literally just won the case because you said it was only worth 18. What do you mean? How do the people that watch MSNBC not see that? They won a case where they said he over-evaluated his property. And then because they won that case, they're telling him to sell the property for the value that he said it was.
I know. It's insanity. This is 1984 George Orwell levels of doublethink.
And then you send Bill Maher out there to make fun of the guy for being broke. Every mainstream, CNN, MSNBC, everybody's... Jimmy Kimmel is laughing at the fact that this man cannot run for president because he's broke. Because they say he overinflated a property and then told him to sell that property for the price he said it was worth.
Yeah, it's absolutely insanity. And then doing that, aren't they now admitting that they based their entire case on fraudulent concepts? Like, isn't now the entire thing void?
So you got him on fraud and you had to commit fraud to do it, just like the chick participated in a RICO case to convict him of a RICO case.
Yes.
In Georgia.
Yes.
You guys are the baddies.
Yeah, man. They're the bad guys. It's really weird.
It's insane. And then all you assholes who voted for Letitia James because she was going to go after Trump, do you understand how evil that is, how bad that is for the country? You don't think somebody's going to go after your guy? I guarantee you, if Biden leaves office, they're going after him for a RICO case. Some Republican state will.
They have a lot of evidence against Joe and his son and his brother, Jim, who often gets forgotten by the media, who was in cahoots with Hunter quite a bit when it came to the Burisma dealings. Regardless, you're right. They opened up these floodgates. And, you know, what goes around comes around. And the second Joe is out of office, if he's not dead already, they're going to go after him, Hunter, his whole family. Whatever you've unleashed on Trump, you shall get in return.
Oh, I believe tenfold. But dude, come on. The 10,000 votes in Chicago?
That's insane. And it's really awesome to hear that even people on the left are kind of taking a look at the writing on the wall and maybe not fully being red-pilled, but at least being a bit shaken out of their zombie, catatonic, Trump derangement syndrome stupor, right? Where they're like, hey, you know, maybe both political parties are corrupt as shit, but right now, because one has a full control over several states, like in Colorado and Illinois, well, they're kind of ruining our democracy.
Literally ruining the country. They're going against everything we stand for.
Yeah, and these are alleged elected officials who are supposed to represent us and work for us, but it seems like they're representing their own interests and they're working against us and our interests.
Absolutely.
That's where we're at. And all right, man. Yeah, well, either way, we have more important things to deal with in this country, Mike, and in this world. And... our favorite alarmist, fear porn extraordinaire, if you will, the man, the myth, the legend, the guy who many Democrats claimed was the true president in 2000, That's right. Your favorite, Mike, Al Gore. He's making the rounds. He's out there to scare the crap out of us about the climate change occurring.
And for those that don't remember, we grew up with him telling us the world would be over by 2015, 2020. We're still here.
I was thinking about, so I was thinking about yesterday how much, like, I had watched some of that documentary on the chemtrails, and I was stewing on the chemtrailing going on in Denver and how these demons won't leave us alone and just leave our skies alone and how obsessed they are with the climate and all this nonsense. And I was thinking about how when we were kids, they were teaching us in school that the greatest climate fear is the ozone. Remember, we had the hole in the ozone, yeah, and we were all going to die from radiation. And if the radiation didn't kill you, good luck trying to save yourself from the acid rain pouring from the sky.
Yeah, that's why we all had to wear sunscreen all the time.
Yeah, we had the ozone. We had the radiation from the ozone hole, and sooner than later, the sky would rain upon us acid that no surface would protect us from. So,
hold on, before you play your clip, I want to play my clip.
Oh, I didn't know you had one.
I don't. I didn't.
But now you do. Oh, wow.
Fight against climate.
Never mind.
No? It's a no-go?
I was
going to
play a clip from, it's not working. I was going to play a clip from his movie.
Oh, from... What was his movie?
But I thought it would be him talking, but it's just words with like music. Yeah, and visions of the world ending. If you love your planet,
that's hilarious. And that's
your
about
children.
20.
You have to see this film.
This is 20 years ago.
2006.
Okay, all right, nearly 20 years ago. So I have Al Gore on CNN, and he's going to tell us how dire the situation is. And how we must act now. And if we do, we can save humanity, Mike. So
we're gonna... It's literally what he says, like the title to his movie in 2006.
We're going
to
save...
Which apparently has a 93% on Rotten Tomatoes.
Don't worry about the fact that we're staging false flags in Russia to kickstart World War III and nuclear Armageddon. No, we need to save humanity now with your gas cars, man. All right, here we go. Here's Al Gore.
2023, officially the hottest year on record. Deadly heat waves, catastrophic floods, devastating wildfires, more powerful storms. We've gotten dangerously close to the 1.5 degree Celsius threshold, beyond which experts say humanity and the planet will struggle to adapt. What do you think 2024 will look like?
Well, we still have the ability to seize control of our destiny. Here's the good news, Jake. If we stop adding to the overburden of these greenhouse gas pollutants in the sky, if we reach what they call true net zero and stop adding to the heat trapping capacity up there, the temperatures will stop going up right away. And if we stay at true net zero, half of the human caused greenhouse pollution will fall out of the atmosphere in as little as 25 to 30 years. We have the ability to do this. And it's not impractical because we now have the cheapest new source of energy in the history of the world with solar electricity and wind electricity. And the electric vehicles reached 20% of sales globally this year. The International Energy Agency says that we've got all of the solutions that we need with proven deployment models to cut the emissions in half this decade, and we've got a clear line of sight to get the rest of it done before mid-century.
That's the good news. That's the good vision. But what happens if the world doesn't act? What's the worst case scenario?
Please give us the fear porn, Fearmeister. I know.
Well, the scientists who warned us of these mega storms and the floods and mudslides and droughts and the ice melting and the sea level rising and the storms getting stronger and the tropical diseases and climate migrants crossing international borders in larger numbers, they were dead right when they warned us about this. And so we need to pay more attention to them now.
The migrants are coming because of climate change? And is that what he just said?
And it's Donald Trump's fault. Didn't you hear?
Oh.
All of this. Right. It all goes back to Donald Trump, man.
Gotcha. Because Donald Trump was in charge for 40 years Well, we overthrew governments in third world countries, right?
That's right, man. Yeah, all the migrants. This has nothing to do with any of the coup d'etats and destabilization events we've staged across Central America and South America.
Frank, no. MS-13 started in 2016. I don't know if you know that.
That's right, dude. No, we had nothing to do with this, man. This was the climate change, dude. It's because you're driving your car to work.
Are you using a gas stove? Jesus Christ.
Did you vote MAGA? Well, this migrant's for you. Unbelievable, man. The audacity.
Are you better off than 4 years ago?
Yes, dude. Oh, this is just... Fine. I'm going to blame the migrant crisis now on climate change. This is unbelievable.
Well, if it's not Donald Trump's fault, it's the climate change caused by Donald Trump.
Dude, I didn't clip it, man, but Democracy Now! Reported on Bernie Sanders and AOC. They combined forces to push the New Green Deal and Housing Initiative Act, I believe, is what they tacked onto it. And it's supposed to tackle how we treat the environment as well as the homeless problem.
Did you see that in Chicago, part of that election also was this bill for taxing the rich more to pay for the migrants and unhoused?
Yes, they want to do that here as well.
Overwhelmingly failed.
Of course.
Because every single person in Chicago said the same fucking thing. Go ahead and tax the rich, but you better give that money to my kid's school, fix the roads.
Oh, yeah.
<You know? laughs> Fuck the migrants and the unhoused. I don't care what you call them.
Yeah, let's put the tax dollars towards forming a group where we can find all these unhoused migrants who illegally came here. We'll round them up and send them back.
I know somebody who's got a U-Haul.
Yes, man. Come on. Oh, my God. Shall we continue down this route of saving humanity?
Yeah, I love it. We're saving the world.
Oh, he's going to ham it up here for the close, all right?
Anybody who thinks Al Gore could save the world, I have a bridge to say. Jesus fucking Christ.
Yes.
Oh,
man.
Him and Nancy Pelosi can save the world? Yeah. Come see me about a bridge.
The last thing in the world these elites want to do is save your life or prolong your life. That's the last thing they're interested
in. Or even clean up your community. They don't care. Their air is clean. They're not chemtrailing over their homes.
Yes. You know? Exactly. Hey, you're catching on, all right? It's the urban people.
Did you hear about this thing, chemtrailing?
Please enlighten me.
You know I always come around.
Oh, I mean, well, it's undeniable that they're spraying us. It has nothing to do with trying to save us or mitigate the effects of climate change. At this point, they just look at the vaccine agenda and the mandates and the chemtrailing and the fluoridation and chlorination of our water. Folks, the government is poisoning us, man.
No, I'm starting to think that COVID wasn't really a thing and the vaccine probably was just like sugar water. And really, they did all of that so that they can use it as the excuse for the cancer and everything. So they don't have to admit they've been poisoning us since the 80s.
Yes, they absolutely have been poisoning the air, the water, the food.
The food, yeah, everything.
We're the only country who's down with GMOs in our seeds. Just think about that for a little bit.
I know, Putin is so evil, he won't let GMOs, like, there's no need to label things organic in a Russian supermarket. Everything is grown naturally.
That's just crazy to me.
It's insane.
This little experiment of science that we've been partaking in for the last 30, 40 years, maybe we should give it a rest, okay? And go back to nature. And natural ways of living.
I trust my grandma more than your science when it comes to my food.
And I hate to break it to Al Gore because he uses these fantastical phrases like in world history and all this nonsense. But what he's not telling you is his world history goes back to about 1850.
Yes.
And the graphs that they're using don't extend past, you know, times where the Earth was way hotter and way colder. In fact, we're kind of in this middle zone right now from a massive historical climate context.
It's insane when people talk about it, because you're exactly right. Dude, 100 years on a planetary scale is nothing.
Absolutely not, man.
It's nothing.
Yeah, I mean,
they talk about ice ages that lasted 20,000 years, 100,000 years.
We just happened to be in a warming phase. They claim the last definitive ice age that we had kind of started concluding was ending during the Civil War, man, in the North American continent. So, I mean, maybe it just happens to be a little warmer now because we're out of the ice age we were going through about 100 years ago or so, little warmer than the ice age? Sure, I agree. Definitely.
Yeah.
Ice age feels cold.
Did you see that new thing on Netflix?
I did not, man.
The three-body problem?
Okay, there's a lot of hype and talk in the interwebs about this. Give me some deets on the three-body.
Great show. Gotta give it a watchable. You gotta watch
it. Hey, all right. It's great. Yeah, man.
This is great. It sucks you in.
What is the premise of this? Oh, no.
I couldn't do it justice.
Oh, good. I think I saw an article. It's a sci-fi, semi-futuristic movie dealing with time.
Time and everything. Yes. The whole premise is we contact an alien species coming to Earth after we contact them.
Oh, see, and that's why I don't like the idea of, like, our SETI, the satellite dishes that we have where we're just randomly, aimlessly shooting out messages.
Welcoming.
When you're alone in the night in the middle of the jungle, you don't want to be projecting your position to the world.
Sometimes it's better to be alone.
And quiet.
I can think of a lot of times in history where people would have been better off alone.
Oh, man. All right. So,
yeah, great series. But then it had me thinking because I have heard, I had like just like a little remembrance of what it was. I really didn't get it, but it's like this problem in physics with the three body problem. And it was like, I remember when you talk about like orbital mechanics and all of that.
Mm-hmm.
The whole thing about the three body problem is we can't predict anything once three bodies are involved.
So even
if you have this, like you have the sun, the earth, and the moon, and like that's it. Now it's like really hard to predict. We can do it, but it's one of the reasons like time travel will always kind of be impossible for us, probably. Because not only would you have to pick a time, you'd have to find the exact location in space where you'd want to be.
Well,
because you could just
I think when it comes to time travel, ultimately the greatest obstacle is figuring out how to create the time flux capacitor, which is what makes time travel possible.
No, you have to think about like space though. Like, if you wanted to go back 1,000 years in time, We could tell you where the Earth was relative to the center of the galaxy, and we could probably even go center of the universe, but like how do we know spatially where the universe is?
Totally. I've always considered that the biggest problem, which is what you're saying, is we're moving through space, baby. And it's hard
we're hauling.
we're cruising. And so it's hard to predict or even know from a past perspective where Earth physically was. So if you were to travel back through time and space, you got to make sure you're landing on the Earth, or you could end up in the middle of space or Pluto.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because you don't even really know where our space is moving, especially when you start talking interdimensionally. Where is our space? Whoa, you put the point of origin at the center of our universe. How do you know the center of our universe isn't orbiting around something else?
And maybe that's what these interdimensional beings know more than we do, which is placement and time and space and traveling through those frequencies. It's a lot of possibility there, man.
They say during the solar eclipse, you're going to be able to see Nibiru. What is it?
Nibiru. Yeah, man. So you came across that too, huh? All right, man. The algo is starting to drift you into my lane a little bit. I see. Very nice.
I got to stop talking to you and start talking to Tony.
Yeah, man. So I saw that too. They're claiming there's going to be a mass Great Awakening, because as the sun is blocked out of view right behind it, everyone will see this alleged planet Nibiru, which, it's, you know, theorized it's the home of the, Anunnaki or whatever.
Anunnaki,
these, maybe.
Yeah, the ones that mated with the apes, right. Or not mated, but, you know.
Whatever. Did their wild experiment. So this thing apparently does this elliptical orbit, something like 3,000 or 6,000 years worth of time, and it kind of goes opposite direction of the rest of the planets, from what I understand. And this is what's created all sorts of wild cataclysms. This is kind of, you know, there's the theory about the every 10 to 12,000 years. Or whatever.
I heard it was six. It's like a 6,000 year pattern.
6,000.
So you got 6, 12, and then like 18 or 24 is where it's like triply bad. I forgot which one it is. And then, it was like that. So, and it's why like 666 is the word, is like, I think that's what it is. Like 18,000 years. Every 18,000 years, it's like total wipeout, cataclysmic. That's why it's like 666 is the devil.
Wow. All right, man. So this, it puts into view why Elon wants to get to Mars so bad. And also, if this thing comes through and wipes out Earth, if you're on Mars, maybe it gets Mars sucked into the Goldilocks era and, gets that atmosphere back and all that jazz.
Yeah, but then you look around. I always think about it like, all right, you survived. You're with the elites. I ate with a bunch of fucking pedophiles and assholes. You
know? Yeah, and you're going to be the slave. I promise you that.
I don't know.
This is a wild one. The planet coming through. If it's total destruction, then what good is it for Mark Zuckerberg and all these other billionaires to be building their underground bunkers? Like, if the Earth gets ripped apart or whatever, it doesn't matter where your bunker is.
I always love this idea. So you got this like super rich guy. He's building a survival bunker, right? And then he goes and gets veneers. Who's going to take care of your veneers post-apocalyptic?
Well, maybe in his bunker city that he's created, he's hoarded all his specific doctors and orthopedic individuals, right?
You'd be walking around with stubs in your mouth and you can't talk.
Eating baby food.
It's insane,
You definitely, I don't think, want to be living post-apocalypse. Is the Earth still around if this Nibiru planet sweeps through? Like, is it supposed to crush the Earth? Or maybe just because of it's coming through, the gravitational nonsense will just shift the continents and create so much havoc here that nobody survives?
Well, that's why, you got to drink the Kool-Aid before it comes. Right before it comes. So your soul can rise up to it.
By Kool-Aid, you mean the adrenochrome, if I'm not mistaken. Is that?
I thought it was the vaccine. No?
Yeah. Oh, is that why they told everyone to take the vax? Because they're going to flip on their CERN-activated 5G super technology and everybody's biological life form will go mechanic and will zap into Nibiru.
Boy, are we gonna feel stupid when that planet passes by and all of the vaccinated people rise up and go to it.
Wow, that's right. Maybe this is the prophecy of the souls rising to heaven, right? And then we're the ones left, the damned.
Be aware of the red heifer. That's all I gotta say.
So, the red heifer is the cow, correct?
Yeah.
Did you see the article? They're hoarding them allegedly in Israel right now.
Yeah, it's a whole like biblical war. Yeah, it's a whole thing.
What is? I don't actually. I'm a little out of touch with that one. You have this.
There's a prophecy cow? About like they have to like sacrifice a red heifer.
All right. In order for Jesus to return, or are we doing the Jews?
So they don't believe in Jesus.
Okay, this is the Jew prophecy.
Then. It's like for the prophet. Yeah.
Ah, is this for the Jesus? The one that's
they don't believe in Jesus.
Well, no, I think they believe in some prophet coming down.
Believe the prophet hasn't come yet.
Right. So
Jesus to them was just a fake guy.
For sure. But I'm just saying their guy. They got to sacrifice this cow for their guy.
I believe their guy
up.
Will go by Yahweh. No.
No, well, you know. I want to get too deep in the specifics of, you know, the weeds of the specifics here. I'm just trying to pinpoint the cow, what the cow has to do with it. So they're going to kill the cow, and they're excited to kill the cow so they can bring in the incoming. All right, man. Okay. Good times. Yeah.
It's symbolic of the spiritual perfection required of Christ to atone for the sins of mankind. Oh, wow. I don't even know what that means. I'm more confused than before I read this.
That's pretty wild stuff.
So the red heifer symbolizes Christ, who they don't believe Jesus was Jesus Christ.
Right. Yeah. So they got this cow, though, that they believe will bring in who they believe will be the actual Christ.
I don't know, man. I know they think that it's going to, like, help them in the holy war, but then you got, like, the Palestinians. Like, even the dude who fixes cars in the alley was, like, talking about how this is what their book talks about, and Allah is on their side in Palestine. That's why you got the protest in the West. Even the Westerners are working for Allah. Dude, it's like, it is fucking crazy.
People
are protesting for Allah.
Well, you know what I mean? What really got me to believe that there's some biblical stuff going on is the prophecy in Revelations about the man with the green shirt and the sleeves. And he needs more money for the hookers, the cocaine. Everybody knows about the beast with the sleeves, right? He's the seventh seal. And he shows, I need the hookers, the cocaine.
I remember the three kings. One brought cocaine, one brought hookers.
That's right, man. And then we send in terrorists to shoot up the concert. Come on.
Come on, man.
And everybody knows the part in Revelations when the cracked out son of the leader of the empire leaves his laptop at three different laptop repair stores. Right?
No, it's really crazy. So the church by my house is they're Orthodox Ukrainian.
That's right, man. Yeah.
And they were like trying to fund the war. They were like raising money for the war. Remember my window got broken because they had their stupid little carnival?
Yes, man. Yeah.
Dude, they took down all the signs. He banished that church from Ukraine. They're, like, not even Christian anymore, I guess. They're like, dude, this is some, like, fucking 16th century shit. He's declared this new Russian, or this Ukrainian religion, is the only religion allowed in Ukraine.
Zelensky did?
Yeah.
He banished Orthodox Christianity from Ukraine's country.
They're not allowed to practice it in Ukraine. Wow. You didn't kick the people out, but you're not allowed to practice it anymore. That was why a lot of them left. Those were the refugees Poland let in.
And that's kind of freaky because he also canceled the elections, too. He's declared himself leader.
Yeah, he's trying to be a king, and it's with the support of the CIA, apparently. That's why that was kind of crazy, the clip you played. It's a little weird what's going on over there.
It's been weird since day one what's been going on in Ukraine, and here we are about 2 years plus into the conflict. How many near billions of dollars have we sent over there, or multi-billions?
Untold.
Untold, man. It's literally incalculable at this point how much money has been sent to finance
more than we
could
fathom. Like, dude, when I tell you about my salary, it's in the thousands. You're sending billions.
Yes.
Hundreds of billions. Like, that is so unfathomable to the common man. It's insane. They passed a short-term budget for 6 months. It's in the trillions.
I know.
Dude, what are we doing with the money? I still have a road that needs to be paved. What are we doing with trillions of dollars? Trillions?
Yeah.
I don't know.
No, you're right on the money. It's an outrageous sum that we've sent to this place. There's a lot of backwards information coming out of there. Remember the Pentagon files? The dude just went to prison for a long time, which they just reported on.
Don't you dare talk about the Pentagon.
Yeah, man. But the Pentagon files revealed a lot of juicy info about the true situation unfolding in Ukraine. And
it was an unwinnable war from the beginning, and everybody knew it.
And from the looks of it, the war was already over. About a year
ago.
Over,
yeah. Yeah, no, what? 3 weeks. So then the dude man was more on point about what was going to happen in the war. We said it before it even started, remember? When he was still staging troops.
Oh, yeah.
We said it. He's going to go in, Putin's going to go in, take the land he wants, and that's it. Turns out even the Pentagon Papers agreed with us.
And remember the ghost of Kiev, and we had all these sensational stories. Remember the maternity ward and the hospital?
That Ukraine bombed.
Remember those two farmers in Poland who nearly kicked off World War III?
Oh, those poor farmers. Remember the, what was that? The message to the submarine, go fuck yourself.
Yes, man.
Come on.
It's just kind of, everything with Ukraine has seemed like a really bad kind of spy movie.
Yeah.
So that's what we got. Yeah, you're right. What is Zelensky? Well, he's a puppet. He was installed post-coup. And is it shocking that his top military advisor is a dude who's funded by the CIA?
CIA. Trained by the CIA.
Not
he
surprising.
Trained by the CIA. Oh, was he next to Bin Laden? I mean, I would have loved to see this class of CIA.
Oh, man. Well, I got a quick one. I can sneak it in here. I found this to be fascinating, and nobody seems interested in it. Angela Chow, CEO of, I'm going to screw up the name, Frontmore, Frontwest, Fourmore. It's the shipping company owned and operated originally by Mr. Chow, who is Mitch McConnell's wife's father.
Ooh.
And her sister, her younger sister, Angela Chow, was CEO, and I say was because she met an untimely demise on her multi-gajillionaire ranch that she lives in Austin, Texas. Her Tesla just happened to go the wrong way.
The billionaire businesswoman, Angela Chow, who died after backing her Tesla into a pond, had nearly three times over.
Yeah, you heard that right. She backed her Tesla into a pond.
The legal limit of alcohol in her system, according to a newly released report from the Blanco County Sheriff's Office in Texas. Stephen Fabian describes what happened to the 50-year-old on that day of her death.
The billionaire shipping heiress was attempting to make a three-point turn at her ranch outside Austin, Texas, when she reportedly put her Tesla into reverse instead of drives.
Excuse me?
No, I just looked it up. It turns out this was actually Paul Walker's Tesla. they bought it from Paul Walker, apparently.
People, if your car is branded and sold to you as a computer with wheels, do not get inside that car. Do not buy it. Stay as far away as you can from these computers with wheels. Please.
Who was that guy that died in the Mercedes? He was like in a whistleblower on the Clintons. What was that guy's name?
Well,
remember, and it just went off the cliff in California at like 160 miles per hour.
Dude, what was Anne Heche driving when she crashed into the house and then was allegedly dead, but then tried to escape from the body bag they zipped her into?
Which apparently they always do.
Yeah,
you're a burn victim. They just put you in this bag that looks like a dead bag.
Dude. Was she might have been in a Tesla or a hybrid of some sort, right?
I don't remember what she was.
There's something up with these computerized cars, man, where I'm pretty sure they could just take the wheel and drive you off a cliff.
Oh, absolutely. No, I think they can control the throttle. All you have to do is control the throttle.
Especially the Tesla. I mean, this thing is the most hackable device on wheels I've ever seen.
Yeah, it's a computer.
It's a computer, man. And you're saying to me, the billionaire heiress who runs a shipping containment company, who's the daughter-in-law to one of the top senators who's retiring right now, just happens to reverse into a pond?
She was Asian and a woman.
Oh, yeah, we all know. That's right.
Frank, you ever been to Six Corners with an Asian driver? Jesus Christ.
You know what? I'm going to do it for the first time. I'm taking the tinfoil hat off, folks. Mike's right.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, we've just now solidified a stereotype on this show. That's unfortunate.
Go drive around in Chinatown. You'll see more right turns with a left blinker than you've ever seen in your life. I swear to God.
There's just backed up Asians in the Chicago River as far as the eye can see.
It's the number one cause of death in the Asian community, backing into a pond. I don't know if you know that. These Asians, they spend all their time learning how to take pictures of buildings in Chicago. Gotta learn how to drive too, my friend, you know?
Oh my God, man. Do you want to hear some more of this crazy story, or have we had enough? I think we've had enough. Either way... What got me is the fact that she's running this shipping company. It's top three, if I'm not mistaken, internationally between China and the United States. It's a from shipping product, and this chick drunk, partying with friends in Austin on her massive ranch. They just went to a concert, some like Toby Keith show. The story is crazy. Like, the friends dive into the pond and are trying to get her out of the car, but the doors won't unlock.
What?
And then, it's a Tesla. Most people don't even know how to open the doors on a Tesla, right?
Yeah, because, I don't know how to open the doors
exactly,
on a Tesla.
Exactly. See, but it's, again, man, we put too much faith and we are putting our lives into this technology without really knowing how it could maybe turn against us in the end, man.
And it's really, you don't even know who's controlling it. That's what's scary. You don't know who's controlling that technology.
That's what I'm saying. You're the heiress of a billion-dollar international company. Like, come on, man. With China and the U.S., the two like most corrupt countries in the world, dude, who love killing people.
If I'm that heiress, I'm buying a 77 F-100. Three on the tree.
Yes.
I'm gonna fucking fix it up, and that's what I'm driving.
Dude, you're shopping around for cars with no computer chips whatsoever.
I want a carburetor. Dude, I don't even want fuel injected.
Can I get that Fred Flintstone car where you push start it with your feet, please?
I'm a billionaire. I'm gonna fucking buy two slaves to push me.
Yeah, but damn it, do, baby. Come on. I'm cruising slow, though. I'm on a cruise slow. And no turns around Highway 1 in California.
Oh, and she was Chinese. She doesn't even have to buy the slave. She's got a couple Uyghurs, guaranteed.
That's right. And as always, this episode is dedicated to our Chinese overlords. We thank you.
Overlord.
And we apologize for all our racist commentary throughout this past hour.
Well, to our Chinese overlord, we say, Uyghurs deserved it.
Oh, my God. I'm not going to back up any of these statements. I will just say, Hiroshima, and we so sorry.
I'm just saying, they were asking for it. I mean, practicing their own religion and everything? Come on, you're Chinese. Follow the party, my friends.
And to my fellow comrades, we so sorry.
Notice how we shit on the Japanese these past few episodes.